This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What is this? A new If I Were You podcast? Well, kind of. These are episodes that were living behind our Patreon for the last 5 years, and we figured, why not release some of the best ones onto this feed to reward those of you that never gave up, that never unsubscribed? So please enjoy this classic episode of If I Were You, recorded at our old studio in 2018. All right, ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Enough fucking around. Welcome to the shit zone. We're going to answer your awesomest questions, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
But do you have what it takes? Do you got it, Riley?
I didn't know this is what I was getting into.
Yeah. Lock the door.
Oh, my God.
Lock the door. No, I can't keep that energy up, actually.
Yeah, that's really...
You brought it from like a 15 to a 5 so fast.
Actually, that took a lot out of me.
Mm-hmm. Are you done? Frankly.
Do you need to lie down?
Should we play the outro song?
No, I might just need to... Fuck. It's like...
Did you just get a cold?
Yeah, because like when I yell, my immune system is like high alert, then it just...
Ryland Anspaugh.
Holy shit. My birth name.
Is that your full name?
Ryland Anspaugh?
Ryland Anspaugh.
Riley is short for Ryland.
That's really cool.
Put
and Anspaugh is long for your middle name, Ann.
Spa.
And then your last name, Spa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly right.
What's your middle name?
I have two.
Nice. So do I.
Oh, what are yours?
I'll tell you if you tell me.
We get started, or you guys are fucking gabbing.
Oh, you're still here.
Sorry, we're just friendly.
Having fun.
Riley and I are friends.
Yeah.
And
like, yeah, but like the whole like, let's fucking talk about it. Yeah,
it's cool to like fun. It's cool to like actually experience being friends with
fucking
your boss.
Desperate. It's fucking desperate.
For who?
I know your middle name. It's a waste of opportunity.
Waste of opportunity.
For you?
Yeah, because we're very limited in terms of digital content. Like. What the fuck's the point?
I think you might be really...
Wow.
You might be really stupid.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
What's it's your fucking...
What's my name you think is a waste of digital...
Content.
An opportunity?
Cost. Yeah. So what's your fucking middle name, Marie?
Do you
That's
know
mine.
My middle name?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Nice.
That's the first of two.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the second one? Fucking Osman?
No.
What?
Jude. Close.
Marie Jude.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Marie Jude Anspaugh.
And I'm Jacob Penn Cooper Hurwitz.
Wow. And Amir?
Jude, actually.
Yeah.
Juden.
No, we all know your middle name.
It's Shmuel, but that's Yiddish for Jude.
Yeah.
Riley, just so you know, this is a video special Patreon only exclusive episode of our podcast. We're recording this there. There's a hidden camera there.
Oh,
two more over here.
You have a GoPro in your urethra filming into your body.
And I'm taking a selfie. There's a little camera on this, so it's
let's cut to the GoPro cam. Just utter black.
There's one more inside me. Yeah.
And there it's giving me.
My stomach hurts, but it is in there.
It looks short good, though.
Yeah, it's dark and it's hot down there, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still, at the end of the day, this is an advice show. We still need to answer some questions, so why don't we get right to it?
Yeah, because the opportunity in digital content.
We're really
you
wasting
it. You want to fucking talk about your birthdays now?
August 5th.
Yeah. June 3rd.
Nice.
Summer, nice.
Yay.
I love
that. I never got celebrations in school because my birthday was in the summer. You're rolling your eyes
gives
so far.
Gives a shit.
Ask a question, then.
I don't have any. I
then
deleted
our job
them.
Is done.
You're like so hell-bent on creating good online digital content, but you're just screaming at us. You're just being mean. You're
Do you guys care
at
about
us.
My middle name? Do you give a
we
shit
did
about
ask
my middle
asked.
Name?
Really?
You said it was Jude. I was, you tried to steal Riley's middle name.
I thought it would be a conversation starter.
It was a conversation ender.
Fair.
We started the conversation. You said, let's move on. This is a waste.
Yeah, this entire time you've just been trying to hijack a conversation and bring it to an abrupt end before it's even run its course.
Daniel Day-Lewis writes,
holy shit.
I can't believe you wrote it in.
One of my best buds who is currently unemployed has been aggressively looking for a job for a few months now. He's 31 years old, has a bachelor's degree, and is more than qualified for many of these jobs. He keeps getting turned down for these jobs, and he's starting to feel discouraged about the whole process. I feel for him, but I think I know why he keeps getting rejected. His teeth are disgusting. I'm talking black tar from cigarettes, visible plaque, just overall awful teeth. Were it not for his nice clothes and haircut, he'd look like a freaking homeless dude. I normally overlook his atrocious maw, but because he's my bud, I worry about potential employers aren't as forgiving. I mean, who wants to hire someone who looks like a meth addict? So my question to you fellers is, should I say something?
And Riley.
Yeah.
Riley's here too.
Sorry, he didn't know that.
Daniel. just easy.
Yeah.
Fellers.
No, it's okay. I get it a lot. I get it a lot. It's fine.
It pisses me off, Riley.
Don't make a big thing of it.
It shouldn't piss you off more than it pisses Riley off.
It's just, it's like, fine.
It seems like she doesn't want to.
It's rude. It's crude. And honestly, dudes, guys,
right,
us dudes right here.
You just made a point to be like inclusive of me being here as a woman.
And now you're saying dudes as guys. And now you're crying.
Just like, stop.
Now you're crying so quickly.
You're making it a big thing.
To sad. And now, now you're what? What is this one?
Why are you more sad than I am?
You're dumbed by it. You're dumbed by it.
It made me dumb.
Yeah.
It made me simple.
Yeah, you're simple.
He's a bit touched.
I became a simpleton when
You are. Should I say something as his friend? And if so, how do I bring it up? I can't just say, hey, man, your teeth are fucked up. Hope you're having a great day. Please help a brother out.
That's not bad. Your teeth are fucked up. Hope you're having
if
a great day.
If he ends it with, I hope you're having a great day, that's fine.
You could give any awful criticism you want as long as you say, hope you're having a great day.
So
you're a nasty little idiot and you have bad skin and weird nose and you're poor. Hope you're having a great day.
Okay, that's funny. All right.
That's great.
I'm having a sour day because of the thing you said. It was good before that.
Yeah, but now we're talking about the day.
Yeah, you're small, you're meek, and you're very close-minded.
You're talking to him.
Talking to you.
What the fuck?
You're an absolute bigot, and no one likes being around you. But hope you're having a great day, brother.
Well, thanks, girl. I am having a nice day. I love the autumn.
It is February 9th.
Really?
Yeah.
These come out slow.
Riley, I'm sorry to hear that. Riley, you have great teeth. What's your oral hygiene history? Were you a braces? Were you a retainer? Were you an expander?
Oh.
Or are they veneers?
That's fine, too.
Pulls them all out.
So sharp.
Or is it like, I've never had any of that stuff. I'm just naturally perfectly aligned, which I hate.
Yeah.
What is it?
Do you want me to answer?
I want you to answer truthfully. I just hope it aligns with my
worldview. You're getting
world
sicker
view.
As you continue to speak.
She never had braces, bud.
No, I did. When I was younger, I had buck gap teeth.
Bucked gap.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How can they be? They're out far and
thick. They were out far and wide is what happened.
Would love to see a photo.
Oh, there's so many. It was great. Like, you could drive a double-decker bus through those boys.
I love that. The Dave Letterman style.
It was truly like that.
Oh, my God.
And
Letterman teeth.
Letterman teeth on, like, 8-year-old Riley.
Can orthodontists sort of shape it in any way they want, or is braces made specifically to straighten your teeth?
You could get, like, apex braces.
Yeah,
so
I want, like, braces
nice little
that give me a separation, or I want teeth that are aligned like a triangle, or maybe I can have a
that
every
would be really
teeth.
Cool. Like, that's, like, the next thing that Christian Bale is gonna do, like,
oh, that's
you know,
cool.
Like a real like method actor, yeah, like maybe a Daniel Day-Lewis.
I lost 80 pounds and also I made my teeth crooked for the role.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure that
it took
can happen.
3 years, but totally. I ruined my bite for a fucking movie
for 4 months of my life
because my character, when he bites into his sandwich, can't really get a clean break on the lettuce. You know what I mean? I want a guy
your
that
teeth aren't sharp.
Yeah, I want
a character.
Blunt my teeth.
It's a character
and soft
thing you want?
The edges.
How do you tell your friend if they have shitty teeth?
What are you trying to say?
How do you tell somebody?
Yeah,
how
it's
do you
the
give
question.
Somebody
don't get
news?
Defensive.
How do you give somebody news like this?
I don't know if you do. I don't know if it's your right. I don't know if it's your role. I don't know if these job offers are actually being ruined by the teeth situation.
Really?
I don't even know if that's legal.
Did you feel like this? Did you feel like he feels?
What?
What do you mean?
I feel like he's wrong across the board. I think that this is totally within the friend's bounds, and I think this is probably why the guy's not getting the job.
Hmm.
I think if the friend asks point blank, like, why do you think I'm not getting these jobs? Then I think maybe. I think lead by example. If the guys are having a sleepover, let's say.
Yeah.
Let's floss.
The friend would be like, look at this Crest, like, optic white I'm using. Do you want some?
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
Like, and show no, you, like,
I'm
look
good.
At
I'm going to brush my teeth with this Snickers bar. Why can't I get a job?
You put in your retainer at night. I'll put in this thing that makes cola on my teeth for 8 hours straight.
Yeah, or maybe we could try flossing with a water pick.
I put an Oreo on the top and a Twix on the bottom, and I smash my face into mud, and that's how I sleep. And can I have a job?
What if you
and can I marry your fucking daughter?
What if you dared him? Like, what if you're like, I bet you can't do this? Like, because guys love a challenge, I feel like. You're like, I dare you to brush your teeth twice, if not thrice,
whoa,
daily.
Whoa, a
but
double
I think it's
doggy dare.
It's beyond brushing.
Yeah.
It's so beyond brushing.
Brushing and flossing.
He needs
and water pick.
He needs veneers. He needs veneers.
I just learned about veneers and how prevalent they are. A lot of actors and actresses just have fake teeth on their teeth.
Toddlers and tiaras, the children on... That do that as well.
For baby teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Baby teeth veneers.
Baby teeth veneers.
That should be illegal.
You ever seen a baby that's like super hot except for his smile?
Yeah, easy.
What?
I'm serious. Just like
except for just, his smile.
What are you
like a toddler
talking
that's
about?
Sexy. No. Like a 10 no. in every regard.
Obviously not.
Except the kid just has no. sort of
a crooked smile. Like
a shit eating grin.
Yeah.
And you're like
and he's
hey,
two.
Listen.
And he's two.
Listen, young baby, you're caught. You're old
you're
again.
A bit, 6 months old.
You would be a fucking piece of ass.
It's like imprinting in Twilight when the wolf falls in love with the baby on sight.
Jesus, that's in Twilight?
Yes.
I've never. That's so fucked up.
It's called imprinting.
Say that again. What happens in Twilight?
The wolf. The werewolf falls in love with the baby of the vampire on site.
This is, like, the most fucked up joke I've ever made on the podcast is just the point of a multi-million dollar franchise.
But it's like, at site, it's like, no, I'm not going to fuck the baby. It's like, no, I'm going to love you like a brother. And then once you're of age, then we're going to get married.
Is this...
Oh, that's sort of like the point in The Time Traveler's Wife,
yeah.
too. We're like,
yes.
this guy's like a 34-year-old, and he
up.
Like time travels back, and he like meets his wife as she's like 5, and he like knows her whole life, and then like at a certain point, when she's like 18, it's like, now we're ready, like you're
that's,
gonna lose
yeah,
your
it's
today.
Fucked as hell, but your joke was also pretty bad.
Anyway, I think you say, look, bud, I think that your teeth are messed up, and I want to help you fix it, and the reason I think it's worth having this hard conversation is because... This will drastically improve his life. It's not just the job. He's going to have, like, more self-confidence. He's going to be able to, like, date people. He's going to be – I think it's going to be such a boon to him
mm-hmm.
as a person.
A Brett boon?
Yeah.
Or an Aaron boon.
It'll be more of an Aaron boon in that regard.
A Megan Batoon.
It will be a Megan Batoon and an Aaron boon. I think it will be a walk-off homer in Game 7 of the 2003 ALCS.
But do you
was
think
Aaron Boone's time to shine?
You think he doesn't know that his teeth are bad, that this is an eye-opening conversation you have to have with him?
He might know. He might have an inkling. He might be like, I have bad teeth.
He
probably knows, but he probably doesn't know that like other people are noticing it. You know, sometimes when you're like, oh, I've got this zit, and like, but you know what? I probably notice it more than other people.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you're one thing that you're insecure about. You're like, I can imagine that I focus on it more so than others.
Yeah, but you want to be like, no, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
That's why you can't get a job.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to confirm his worst fears. I do.
Well, I also think like if someone has bad teeth or like the thought process might be, okay, it's bad, but it's not as bad as other people, so that's why they don't notice it.
Oh,
and maybe it's like,
yeah.
you know, if someone's a smoker, it's like showing someone a photo of like a black lung. Like, show him
that's not that
bad teeth, but it's actually his teeth. And like, show a photo of him, like, look at
what
how
would you do if your
bad
teeth were
your
like
teeth
this?
You're holding a mirror?
Yeah.
Imagine if your teeth look like this.
Full mirror.
I'm hideous. All right, so we got one vote for tell him, one vote for not, and then Riley.
Show, don't tell.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's right. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
A, is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
like
it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so
it's fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, next question is a 20-year-old college student. We'll call him James Madison.
Why?
Because that's the only college that's named after a person.
That's not true.
How do you know that?
Huh?
It's a college called Hamilton. That's definitely named after Alexander Hamilton.
You don't know that.
Alexander Hamilton.
It's named after the musical. Longtime listener, longtime fan writes Hamilton. Sorry, James Madison. Sorry, James Monroe. I'm a 20-year-old college student, and I'm currently working at an internship. Today was payday, and my pay stub shows that I got paid way more than I actually worked. My two-week pay period should have been 80 hours of regular pay and an hour and a half of overtime. However, they gave me 99 hours of regular pay and 3.5 hours of overtime. Based on my math, this is an extra $400, which I could really use right now. However, it feels sort of wrong to keep it. Should I tell someone about it? Do I have an obligation to, legally or morally? My check was automatically deposited in my bank account, so I would have to actually give it back to them rather than writing a new check. Note. This is not a small business by any means, so I'm not sure they'll even notice the $400 that are gone. Please help me out of the sticky situation, and maybe I will give you some of the $400.
Well, then that sort of defeats the purpose.
Yeah. No, it doesn't, because I want that money.
Well, he needed it. He said he needed it right now.
No, because he's a fucking intern. He doesn't need money. He's losing a fucking ramen.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Got it.
You're going through these changes.
Yeah, I don't know why. There's hair where there wasn't hair before. What would you do in this situation?
I would...
Would you bite the bullet and let someone know?
I feel like... I think I would let someone know. And the reason is because not because I think it's, like, the morally right thing to do. Though I think there's, like, that's an added bonus. But the bigger... The fear here is that they find out. And then they find out that you didn't tell them.
Oh, and then
like, that's, like... I don't think they could, like, I don't think that's, like, a fireable offense.
It seems like you could plead ignorance.
You could definitely plead ignorance. You could be like, oh, I didn't even notice. I'm like, it's direct deposit.
I didn't even notice the extra $400 you gave me.
Because I'm rich, bish. You want the money? Keep the money. And then you can play ignorance,
but I think you should do the right thing. I think it also will make you look good to your bosses who you tell. Mm. So, like, that might end up in a promotion down the line, and then maybe you're district manager, and then maybe you're making the hiring and firing decisions, and then maybe
you fire your bosses.
Yeah, and you're the goddamn CFO, the COO, or the CTO, or the CEO.
You created the company.
You're the company created.
Any CEO is good. I don't see it happening. I don't think this is like the happy end to a fairy tale that they teach kids.
You don't think he has what it takes to be a CEO?
I think in the real world, if you have what it takes to be CEO, you'll keep that $400. You know why? Because you deserve it. Bank error in my favor, motherfucker.
Whoa.
And you know what? I'm fired? No, fuck you. You're fired.
You're an intern.
Huh?
You're an intern. You're gone. You're out.
Quiet, Riley. You got what it takes.
Holy shit.
For jail.
No.
Book them.
That's right. You're the CEO of prison now. And I'm going to
That means you're everybody's bitch.
You're the kingpin.
What would you do? Would you give it back? Do you have a strong moral compass?
Oh, I'm Riley. Such a coward. I'd give it back in a second.
She's been siphoning money from HeadGum since she started.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when I interned here, I wasn't paid. So God knows I wouldn't know what to do with that situation. That
she was stealing LaCroix. That's how she was paid.
I saw her in the refrigerator.
Eating a LaCroix. Can.
She shotgunned LaCroix.
A pamplemousse on the day.
She beer bonged a berry.
Yeah, and it was so much carbonation that she was feeling belchy and gassy.
And I flew away.
Yeah, Mary Poppins style. Yeah. Oh no, is that
Charlie the Chocolate Factory?
Willy Wonka style.
Yeah.
I would totally let them know. It's that fear. I think you are led by the fear of someone finding out. I am led by, like, it's the right thing to do.
The fear of God.
The fear of God in my heart at all times.
Yeah. I think one should always behave honorably, if possible. Mm-hmm. But if sometimes you need to delude yourself into behaving honorably by being afraid of the repercussions, that works too.
This is a big company. They're probably taking advantage of you in something. You can spin it morally that you're actually in the right here and they're in the wrong, and that this is the universe cosmically giving you an attaboy.
Right. But then I think you're, if you do that, I have no qualms with you, but your come up is $400. That's like where it peaks for you. Mm. And if you do the right thing, if you give the money back, there's no ceiling. There's no telling how high you can go, brother, because you look good for your bosses. You've done the right thing. You feel good morally. You lift your spirits. And Jude knows what the hell I'm talking about. What about you, Jude?
No, I hear you. Because then it's like, if you tell them, you look awesome. They're like, oh, we trust you. Here's more money.
Yeah, it
exactly.
might be.
Exactly. Yeah. You might even get the bonus.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's still free cash.
So maybe. You're wrong, Bloom.
Well, I wouldn't say there's a right or wrong in this situation. I would just say there's a legal and moral obligation to do one thing, and I'm advocating the other.
Mm-hmm. You are so, always for doing nothing. My friend has back teeth. Do I tell him? No. I have $400 from my company, and they're going out of business now. Do I say anything? No. You're a curmudgeon.
I'm a
You're
duck.
You're a weird little parrot duck curmudgeon.
All right, one last question.
Yeah.
This is from a lady.
Woo!
Give me a fake female's name to call this person.
Betty.
That's perfect.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Black Betty writes, so I have a friend who I have had a bit of a weird relationship with over the last few years. He was actually my first kiss. Aww. It was not a great experience, I gotta say. But we have already been through the phases of being interested in each other. We have really good chemistry, killer banter, and he is actually the most hilarious person to me. Our sense of humor compatibility is next level. I honestly don't think I've ever met anyone who is as funny as he is. Aww. The problem is, we have been super platonic this year, and I know I would never pursue him because he is a terrible kisser. Oh, also, God. He moved. Also, he has a girlfriend. So my question is...
The other things are so much bigger.
So much bigger issue.
How would you advise me to get over this guy on all levels? I feel like he's my the standard of my kind of hilarity and compatibility without me actually wanting to pursue him? How do I stop comparing him to all the other guys? What do I do? Thanks, hilarious dudes. Keep doing what you're doing, making me look like a loon as I laugh aloud while listening to you on the train during my uni commute.
Whew. Okay.
Betty. She has a crush on this guy, or she doesn't like this guy?
Both.
Why the...
Excuse me?
Why? Does this resonate with you at all? I don't quite understand what's happening here.
I get it. I think it's like when you click with a dude or a lady or whoever,
yeah,
and like they're really funny, it's compatible, like that's great.
Yeah.
But if there's no spark, if there's no chemistry,
you've got to have the fire.
You got to have the fire, else it's not going to work. Psst, psst. Yeah, exactly right. That's really good.
What are you doing?
Fire. In the post, we're going to edit little fire emojis coming out of my arm.
I don't think so.
We might.
Depends on how much the Patreon makes. Yeah.
A lot of That's it depends true. On the Patreon. Now she's comparing every guy she meets with this guy that she finds very exciting, but not necessarily a good kisser. So what's the big idea?
It's weird. She's like, he's great, but I would never want to pursue him because, in order, bad kisser doesn't live near me and is in a relationship.
Yeah, that's right. Go reverse order on that for sure, because the kissing is so innocuous as to not even matter. Down. I spent this entire question thinking of like, oh yeah, like kissing is the one thing that you can teach somebody to do. You can't teach somebody to be compatible like humor wise with you.
Right.
That's the lightning in a bottle that you can't recreate. And now he's. Doesn't live near you and has a girlfriend. So I'm sorry, but you are fucked.
But also, there's so many other funny people in the world.
Nothing's funnier than this.
Yeah. Do you think it's harder to find someone who's attractive or harder to find someone who has a good personality?
The latter.
Personality.
Attractive.
Yeah. Wait.
Attractive?
It's really hard to find somebody that's hot and also likes you. It's easy to find people who are funny and like you. At least for me. I'm a comedian.
And all my friends are ugly and funny in that order.
And are obsessed with me.
I think that for me, it's easier to find people that I can like make laugh because that's like how I try to communicate with people in general.
But can you find people easily who make you laugh as much as you make them laugh?
Yeah. No. I don't know. I guess I...
No one's as funny as me.
It's harder for me to... It's hard to answer because I can only really think about what I value more. And I think somebody being hot to me is the ultimate. There's nothing.
Congratulations on your wedding, by the way.
There's nothing. These are Jake's vows.
There's just
someone being hot to me is
serious.
The ultimate.
All right, can I say something
for real?
There's just nothing more.
Sexy.
Like there's nothing more important to me in a relationship than just being able to like look at somebody and be like, you're really hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To like,
we're mad that you're
to
serious.
Be able
like don't
to
tell
be
us
able
that
to find somebody
we are
that
taking
you
seriously.
And
so don't
really
act like
bad.
You're not.
Truly
you don't
a,
want
on
us
a
to
fucking
be
real
you
level that they're like hot.
Yes, and that's I like, know what you're saying. That you want someone to be hot, not necessarily a good person.
It doesn't matter if they're a good person.
Right. So I'm saying at the very least,
their personality is fine or bad.
It doesn't have to be your priority, but say that it's important.
It's not important.
So I'm
yeah,
giving
but just
you,
you can think of it, don't say it.
I'm giving you an out. Say that
that they're both important.
Yes.
That like you have to be
That's
attracted
right.
to somebody and they have to like
have
actually
a good personality.
You treat you connect. Well, be
and you're
a good
not
person.
Taking that
so
life.
So if you're
raft.
If they're hot, yep. then nothing else to me
right.
matters.
Of course.
Everything
okay.
else falls into place
okay.
based
okay.
on if okay. they are
Yeah. You shouldn't answer this
a
question.
Hot person.
You should sit this one out.
And the kissing was mediocre, she said.
Yeah, she said bad.
All right.
Is that fine for you?
As long as he saw it.
So you're fine with someone being hot, even if they're a bad kisser to you.
A-okay.
Because you're at the very least getting to look
He's
at
just,
someone
like, looking at them.
Who's attractive. Get a fucking poster.
I have one.
It's Pam Anderson on a Ferrari, and she's holding a fucking carafe of beer. And that's my wife.
And I'm in love.
And then to laugh, I have an Adam Sandler CD and a keychain that makes fart noises. And for food, I'll eat an everything bagel.
No one asked about food.
Very well.
They're
all going to laugh at you.
So he doesn't live near her and is in a relationship. Are the other really big parts?
Yeah.
And well, she said she wouldn't even be interested in him.
So her question is, how do I stop comparing him to the guys that I meet?
I think it's okay to compare him to guys that you meet. Because, like, you, if you are if you have a high standard for somebody that, like, other guys should live up to, that's totally cool. So now your standard is that you want to meet somebody that makes you laugh and that you like as much as this friend of yours. And that also is a better kisser. So if you can find that person who you held up to that standard, then that's okay.
That's great. I like that.
It's beautiful.
Also,
No.
Hot.
You had it.
They've got it.
We're
be
also
hot.
At the end of the episode, so like you could have.
That's what he's ending on. That's what he's
out.
Choosing to end on.
Do you have anything you want to promote, Riley? Before we'll let you end it with your final word. But is there anything you wanted final to say? Thoughts. Anything you wanted to promote?
Well, this is going to come out after our HeadGum Live show at Dynasty Typewriter.
In general, HeadGum Live shows.
HeadGum Live shows. We have one in December, first week of December at Dynasty Typewriter that Jeffrey James and I will be promoting.
And hosting, yeah.
And hosting. Also, Jeff and my videos on the HeadGum site.
That's right.
HeadGum.com/
YouTube.com/HeadGum.
That's true.
And then Jake,
it's just important to be hot in a relationship.
All right. We're good. Thank you so much. Right. Thanks for coming.
Thanks everybody. It means a lot to check it out. They listen to the show and that you're hot. Nice.
You're an asshole.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.